I'm on there, cuz.
You're on. Welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. I'm glad that you got on here. We finally worked out the kinks and shinks and all that good stuff, but you on here now. My favorite cousin in the world right now. You know what I mean? No offense to my other cousins, man. This my guy, my right hand, my everything, man. You know what I mean? So how you doing? What's going on, man? I've been playing your music. Music hitting the charts right now, man. It's lovely right now, man. We bringing you back out. So what's your rap name? What they call you by?
Man, I mean, shit, man. You know, quit being humble. That's my auntie right there. I mean, I go by a few names, man, but right now, man, it's King Midas, man. You know,
King Midas. Okay, cause you got the Midas touch when it comes to the words on the mic, huh? You feel what I'm saying with them lyrics?
And glitter ain't gold either, so you know.
I dig it. I understand where you're coming from, man. So what's going on behind the scenes right now? I kind of see that you surfacing back into the music. Are you surfacing back into the music, or you got some other things lined up?
Right now, where I stand with it, man, I just got my eye on the industry, man, and I'm trying to figure out, man, you know, another way in besides actually, like, music, you know, besides me doing music. No, I really, like, I'm keeping my eye on these young guys, man, and I'm trying to see, like, where I went wrong, and I'm trying to see, like, you know, it ain't really much I can do to correct it, but I'm just trying to see, like, you know, basically, we need a ghostwriter who don't.
Right.
That's where I'm at with it, man, and I mean, I want to start learning how to make beats and shoot videos and shit like that, man. You know, I was trying to pass the torch to my son. But, you know, it's kind of hard to catch up with him. But I know he, like.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, it got to be his business also, you know. He a fly little guy.
You said the fly guy, a fly little guy when it comes to the mic, to the lyrics.
I mean, that's his lifestyle. But, I mean, you know, I just feel like, why be fly just to be known, you know, in the streets?
Gotcha.
You know, if you're gonna be fly, let people know the reason why you feel like, you know, you wanna be fly. Like, my message is like totally different than what it was 20 years ago. You know, if I could get one record deal, man, I would encourage these young dudes to put their guns down, don't sell drugs, you know, don't be out here trying to sack your fans and rob old ladies and kill the kids, man, because, you know, basically, like, all you look up and see on the news is, like, the innocent people that's getting affected by our, you know, mentality, man. And, you know, we try to unite for the wrong reasons, man. You know, we only unite when a cop is killing a nigga or a black person, you know, an unarmed black person. But let's just say that cop gave up doing that for 6 months, or he gave that up for a year or two. Then what the news gonna report now? Black on black crime, a lady getting her purse snatched from another black person or a desperate person, or an unarmed white woman, or an old, you know, somebody getting harmed by us.
No, that's real.
So the fact still remains that, you know, that we the poison. And somebody told me this in prison, man, and it made kind of sense. It said that, man, you know, even when a snake bites you, the cure is the poison that's from the snake venom. So it's just like, if we the poison to our community, man, well, let's put back the same, not the same poison, but let's be the antidote for the people that we hurt for years and you know, the kids that we corrupted and misguided. Because, I mean, you know, me growing up, I seen you have posted a picture of Paige in Wildmore where I was from, you know. And I look at that building, and it's important to me, man, because it's where I'm from. But in the same sense, you know, I just feel like, you know, we tore that down. We destroyed that. You know, it was a nice community. Yeah, it was a lot of stuff going on, but we affected our own environment because we was listening to, you know, we grew up listening to NWA. And if that makes any sense, I mean, yeah. You know, but they had a positive message. You just had to seek it. Because in my eyes, Ice Cube was more of a conscious rapper than anything, you know?
And that's good that you spoke on that, because I was talking to a few guys yesterday that was in I believe y'all in the same age group or whatnot with the hip hop era, and how it had made an effective change within the communities, you know what I mean? And they saying the same thing. Basically, they trying to get back into it as far as trying to bring these youngsters up in the right direction, you know, guiding them, giving them something to talk about with substance, right?
Absolutely.
And that's the thing that we aiming for, is to change the narrative. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't all about, like you said, the killing, the drug dealing, the fame and all that. You know what I mean? And that's my next question. Do you feel like the industry alone implemented that? Or do you think it just came as something that just come along
Well, in
with
my eyes, I mean, I just feel like, I didn't mean to
You
cut you
good?
off, but I feel like, in the 80s and 90s, it was the same as it was now. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any
Yep.
sense. But I think we were more impacted upon, misguidance. We were more impacted about, not having both parents in the home. You know what I'm saying? It was just the drugs hit in the 80s, and our parents was, not just me and you, but our parents was affected by like the crack epidemic, man. So to a certain extent, yeah, the government, they designed it for us to get, hit hard by that drug era in the 80s and 90s and shit. Can you hear
Yeah,
me,
if you
cuz?
good, I can hear you. Keep rolling. You got it.
Did you hear what I was just saying to you? I'm
You
sorry.
good. You all right. I hear you. I hear you. Would you still
What
rapping
I
the
was saying
taste?
is that, no, but what I was saying is that, we was more impacted by like the drug epidemic. You know what I'm saying? And like, what I was saying is that, we. Hold on for one second, cuz, man.
You good?
Sorry, man. I'm just in the vehicle right
You
now.
good? You in the vehicle? Just to touch on what you're saying, man. I feel that, man, because I look up to you. You know what I mean? And cousin Darnell and cousin Pooh, because y'all came up hard, man. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all came up real hard to where it wasn't nothing handed to you. Y'all had to go out there and get it. You know, I ain't gonna disclose too much on here, but you put two and two together and it makes four. You feel what I'm saying? And
Well, I mean, and I don't mind the disclosure part because, I mean, it is what it is, man. And I mean, only thing that I can really say that I lost from my childhood up until now is, my Auntie Jackie and my brother Myron, because my grandparents, they passed away.
right.
And I just feel like, when my Auntie Jackie had left, man, it kind of like it broke me down, man. And I'm still like trying to rebuild myself from that because it was due to gang violence, So that's why me and you talk, man, and I wanted to do that the gang awareness group, man, because all it takes is one or two people to voice, how they feel about the situation, man, And we so caught up in a knot being, positive role models, man. And we don't want to be like the police. We don't want to be affiliated with the police. But in the same token, we need some type of structure in these communities,
Yes, we do. Hey.
man. Like, no, I'm in Erie. I'm in Erie, Pennsylvania right now, man. And I mean, they still got little 13-year-old kids and stuff getting killed, hanging themselves, depression and all that stuff. So I mean, it's pretty much the whole world is screwed when it comes to like being poverty or growing up in a broken home and not having, male and female guidances, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I do understand.
So when you remove yourself from any child's home and you're supposed to be the structured head of the household, you helping that kid throw his life away,
Yeah, you're right, man. Which brings me to my next question, man. So today, with this coronavirus and the pandemic and all this that's going on right now, what is an actual outlet for these kids today and the youth today? What's the outlet? What's the solution? You feel what I'm saying?
The solution is it always been the same, because man, you gotta put some type of higher power.
You're right. Yeah, put some type of higher power.
But you gotta put some type of higher power in the situation, man. You know, when they remove God and stuff from the church. I mean, not from the church, but from the school system. You know, you gave these kids other things to replace that with, and now Gucci man and all them people is their God and Jesus and, you know, Allah or whatever they choose. That's their higher power,
right?
You know, so it's like, you know, now. And it's just a mind game, you know, because, you know, we grow up in school systems that had, you know, important parts of histories, man, from us, man, you know. And it was a lot of times where I grew up, you know, thinking that, you know, it was all about Christopher Columbus and all that stuff, you know. But that's my auntie, the fact, you know, she's talking down on
you good.
But, yeah, he might be all that. But, I mean, history – And see, like, what we need to know is that history is what we make it. You feel me?
Yeah.
This history here, you know, what you do in your daily life, man, was already done before by people like Martin Luther King, you know, Marcus Garvey, Huey P. Newton, Lena Horne, you know, some of the people, man, that's great black men, you know, like George Washington Carver. You know, it's a lot of people that. You bring their names up, and some of these people ain't gonna even know who the hell
they ain't even gonna know. You ain't lying.
You know,
you ain't.
They gonna think you're talking about dead presidents and all that stuff, but you're talking about important black people that conducted the first open heart surgery, or that Lena Horne, you know, one of the coldest singers, jazz and blues singers. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
People like Jackie Robinson and stuff like that.
Duke Ellington and all that. I get where you going at, right?
Yeah, so I mean, we was born great kings, like Monty the Bass. He said, "Adjust your crown."
Right.
Adjust your crown, meaning that, you know, be the great king that you was designed to be, or the great queen that you was destined to be.
Yeah, you know what?
We get caught up in calling each other N words and B's and H's.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, and that came with what? Just the terminology that's just been passed down traditionally.
What you say, cousin?
I said, so you think that came with the terminology? Came with the traditional lifestyle that's been passed down to us traditionally, because we have that lack of knowledge of the kings and queens' worthiness. You know, some of us don't have that type of, you know, some of us don't have that type of knowledge. I mean, and that's expected. In the
intellectual word, you got to know where the word come from. Anything that's negra is, you know, that's the word that they, to me, that's what the word they trying to like use against us. Negra is in, you know, that's a color. That's the way you describe a color. Not negro, not nigger, but negra. You know, if you look it up, that word. Yeah, so that word stems from greatness. You know what I'm saying?
That's some game right there. Nah, talk to him. Talk to him, Lo. I hear you, cousin. Talk to him, because the media and the people around the world, they need to know this. A lot of people don't know that. Hey, you just learned me, because I ain't even know that. So I appreciate you voicing your opinion on a lot of things today this evening on the Night Shift podcast. I think the connection might be in and out, but it's cool. I'm going to keep the ball rolling. You feel what I'm saying? Welcome to the Night Shift podcast. I'm the co-host, and my boy Paul Moss, he usually tries to be on here, but due to certain circumstances, he's working right now. So, it's all good right now, man. What can we say? 2020 has been a crazy, crazy, ridiculous year, right? You know, I don't even think we had a 2020, if you ask me.
I mean,
You know
you
what I
know,
mean?
me being such a, you know, God-fearing
Oh.
person and like obstacle-overcoming person.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, and I deal with a lot of stuff, man, from people that's, you know, that supposed to be close to me and love me. But like, when you're doing something positive, the devil go get busy anyway. Just like now, we having
Hey.
this positive conversation, and you know, people is being rude, disrespectful, knowing that I'm trying to like talk to you. But I mean, you know,
You
it's an
good. We got
obstacle
to
to
go
me,
keep
man.
the drum rolling.
Yeah,
We
but this
good.
ain't nothing but an obstacle, man. You know, this ain't the worst year. We ain't seen the worst of years. Just imagine the years that people was getting whooped and beat and ran, you know, separated from their families, man, due to slavery and shit. And then, you know, all them other epidemics, measles and mumps came in the 60s and 70s that, you know, that they didn't have no control over. So, I mean, history repeats itself, man. And you know, if you look at the Bible, you ain't even got to study it. You know, it talks about plagues and stuff like that. You ain't got to be a Christian to know, you know, about history or, you know, what's going on in this world, man. And a lot of times I feel like, you know, the government are sneaky. They sneaky. They design stuff to make us panic. Remember when they said the world was going to end in 2000? You
Oh
know,
yeah, the
everybody was
Y2
running,
Y.
everybody was running and hiding and ducking and dodging they own life. They was they because they paranoia, you know. So when the government, that's what they do. They cause paranoia and hysteria, man, and to see like the reaction to get. You know, and I mean, you
Yeah,
know,
you're right.
they react like a soldier, man.
And that's one of the realest things that people need to know. You got to react like a soldier. You got to just, you got to stand in front of that shit. You know what I mean? Don't wait till it come to you to address the problem. Go ahead and stand in front of it and handle it accordingly. How you gonna handle it? I hear what you're saying, and
Absolutely.
you're right. And you're right. The way that you just said that, as far as we ain't seen nothing yet, for real, for real. You most definitely right, and I stand corrected. You feel what I'm saying? You is, and you right. You ain't got to know the Bible to know basically what's about to happen. I mean, it helps with whatever you study. You feel what I'm saying? The Quran and the Bible. I mean, I don't pass judgment with nobody, guess nobody, but you see it, the forecomings of what's happening. Those that know.
I mean, in my eyes, man, like I always say, man, you either a warrior or a warrior. You either go warrior or you're gonna be a warrior, man. You know? And it's just that simple plain. Like, you know, I mean, you know, we all like, you know, our past and you know, are worrying about how this gonna get paid, how this gonna happen. And I mean, we all capable of doing, you know, what we need to do to survive. You know, and sometimes you just gotta just take whatever situation in front of you, man, and see the outcome. You know, you can rewind the tape and watch what your flaws is. That's how a boxer, that's how any great boxer get better. When they study their opponent and then, you know, hit the rewind tape on themselves, you know, it's just like you seeing your own mistakes. Now, no, a person can look at your mistakes and laugh and giggle and say, oh, this dude a failure, he a clown, he this, he need that. It's your turn to get in that ring. What is you gonna do different? Different. It's your
That's
turn.
right. And this is best said right here, man. Is it, and this guy Dirt told me, he's from Oakland. He put it to me like this: are you ready or are you prepared? Because it's two different
You said it got your door, cuzzo?
I said, a guy told me, he asked this question. He said, is you ready or are you prepared? Basically what you was getting into as far as with the boxing. Because it's two different things. Yeah, you could say you're ready, but did you prepare for the battle? Did you prepare for the fight? Did you prepare for your opponent?
Right.
Meaning, did you prepare for what you're trying to get into and what's coming for? Did you prepare for that business that you're trying to build? Yeah, you could say you're
Absolutely.
ready, but did you prepare
Absolutely.
yourself mentally? You feel what I'm saying? Did you get your mindset right mentally? Because
Did you
you can
condition
want all the
yourself? Did you train right? Did you eat the right food? Did you jog the miles you were supposed to jog? Did you do enough jump
Exactly.
ropes? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, anybody can get in the ring and get their ass knocked out.
That's true. Most definitely, man. Like I said, man, this is an honor to have you on here, man, because people don't know, man. You know what I mean? You know, we're gonna do a part two to this, man. We might have to go ahead and get you on the Instagram live later on or something. Because I'm only gonna keep you for about 10 more minutes, man. I know you be moving and grooving. I know you be Jim Browning over there. I know you be brushing and moving and stuff like that. You know, I'm only gonna keep you for about 10 more minutes, man. But you got a story to tell, man, with just your music, you know, your lyrics, the work that you're about to do back into the communities and stuff like that, man. You know, me and you talk off air about the changes and nonprofits and stuff like that, man. And I like where it's going, man. So, you know, I mean, before we get off, man, can you tell people where they can hit you up at, where they can check you out at, on any type of social media?
I'm just on Facebook and Instagram, man, but I ain't really promoting nothing, man. You know, I'm helping my dude get his stuff together, man. And like, you know, I mean, you know, I just feel like I don't have an audience right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't have nothing for them to follow. Now, you know, only thing that I can say is that if they listen to this podcast, man, you know, put your ideas together, man, and learn that, you know, there is really not no such thing as failure, because when you fail, to fall down, and to sit there and lay there is failure. But if you can lose to an opponent, man, but you can always get a rematch. And then you know, if you want to relate to sports, man, you know, that's one game ain't go, and you can't count yourself out over one game or over one match. You know, it's a whole season left, man. So everybody crying about 2020.
Ooh, talk to him.
But everybody crying about 2020 being a fucked up year. But you know, if you gonna let 2020 beat you? What about 2021, 2022?
You know, talk so to it's him. Like, and dude, and cousin, not to cut off, but I was speaking on this live yesterday about that. I said, man, it's plenty of seasons that's ahead of you, man. The thing is you gonna, do you learn from your seasons? Are you learning? What are you doing to make your season better, right? What type of work are you?
Absolutely, and it's you missing the season that you're supposed to be worried about, because God comes in seasons with his blessings. So if you're in the wrong spot at the wrong time, if you ain't in the right spot where God put you to be at, you go miss the important season, the season of your blessings, all the stuff you harvest and you ain't gonna reap your benefits for all the hard work you put in, because you done got drifted on. And so like, miss my season because due to incarceration or due to being, you know, strung out on drugs, you know, and like I want everybody to know, man, I just became a grandfather, man, and I feel like I reached another level in life, you know, and it's just like, you got to think of how many people that's not involved in their kids' lives right now, man, and that's, you know, it's always a reason why you can't be involved, but like when you can be involved and you don't be involved, that ain't nobody but your fault. You know, some people got long distance relationships with their kids. And it's all about how you cherish the time, man. You know, it's all about cherishing what you got. You know, the time you spend with your lady, the time you spend with your kids, your friends, and family. You know, they positive people, man. You gotta cherish that, man, because it's a lot of places that you can be where it's a lot of negative people at, man.
And most definitely, man. And it's a blessing to even be talking to you right now.
No. And yeah. Like she said, it's prison on the street. Yeah. But when your mentality is in prison already, then you doing a life sentence within yourself. When your brain is your master, I mean, when your brain and you become a slave to the streets and all this other stuff, then you doing life in prison anyway. Like, just like Tupac said, man, you ain't got to be in jail to be doing time, man. So, you know, it's just about, it's a blessing, man, to just be able to, like, because, you know, I used to have a problem with being shot, cuz, though. So, like, for me to do this without having no script and just going back and forth with you about certain topics, man, is just like, it's showing,
man, I appreciate that, man.
Man,
as word is bond is love,
is and how mature your audience is, you know. And we could be sitting there
But
talking about other stuff, man,
you know what, man?
trying to
Ever
like
since I was a
distract
young
people,
lad, you always steer. Even
but
if
you
you
know
was doing what
time,
you was
like,
doing in the street, you always was steering me in the right direction anyway. I don't give a fuck what they said about my cousin Mikey, man. You feel what I'm saying? It's a blessing that you here, man, because you've been through a lot in them streets. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, we used to worry, you know, we the whole family used to worry if you was ever gonna come home and stuff like that, man. So it's a blessing. You always had the knowledge and the wisdom. I still look up to you to this day. I don't look at you no different. I said, that's my cousin. I said,
Well, I mean,
shit. You know that. You know that.
that, man. I mean, because it's just about like the things that your mom taught me, man. Your mom and your father, man, they made a lot of sacrifices for us, man. Before Facebook and all that shit was even in the picture, man. Your mom and your daddy used to always make sure that me and my mom and my brothers had a nice Christmas, man. And I remember times that we just had the tree up, Mookie. You hear me?
See, I
I
didn't
remember
even know
times we
that.
just
Talk
had the tree
on
up,
that,
Mookie,
man.
to kiss,
Please
man,
do,
for your
please
mother
do,
and your
because they need
grandparents
to.
to come,
The
you know.
audience need to
So,
know, man,
I mean, I just know what
it's
it
an
is, man.
eye-watering story that you about to get into, man. Because you come from the slums, man. Well, it wasn't no Christmas.
But yeah, I mean, you know, and I no disrespect to my mama or anybody's mama, man, but you know, it was times where my mama, you know, she probably made plans for us to have a good Christmas. But you know, the dope man had to grow up because of my mama had a drug addiction, man. And you know how where my mama at is in life right now. You know, she ain't smoked or did nothing in over 40 years probably. And it's just by the grace of God. But what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, she would cry to her mother, man. And I remember my mama's phone bill to be $1,500 just from talking to your mama from Chicago. And guess who would pay that phone bill? Your mother, because that's her sister. And it wasn't because, you know, she felt bad and nothing. She just knew that she had to talk to her sister every day. So basically, your mama ran the phone bill up and told my mama she was going to pay for it. So, I mean, you know, it's just the absence of certain people in your life, man. Like, your mama was a great person, man. And, like, I can't even, you was such a child, man. So it's like you really couldn't experience, like, how much of a mother that your
And
mom was,
I was
like,
just about to ask you that, man. How
in
can you tell
Chicago
the
high school
audience your
player,
experience? You coming from East
status.
Cleveland, how Chicago
Yeah, okay.
was to you back in what was that back in the 90s?
I mean, you know, see, I didn't know nothing about Chicago. All I knew was I was from Page and Wamo, and all I know is that your mama called me up there and said they was bullying on Ellery, your brother, and she said, "I want you to come spend the summer up there." And she said, "I'm gonna buy you a pair of Jordans," and she sent me a Greyhound ticket, and we came up there, and she pointed out the dudes that was, you know, bullying on Ellery, and I used to sit on the porch, and then the first time I caught wind of it. With y'all, you know, with the homie DeWine, you know what I'm saying? I had to put him in his place. I had to slap a couple dudes up, but you know, prior to me coming up there, my brother Pooh was up there, so they knew who I was, and it was like I was accepted up there because I was different. I was from Cleveland, the Bone Thugs and Harmony was popular, so they always used to ask me questions like, "Who was Bone and where they, you know, how do y'all know them?" And you know, I might have lied and said I knew one of them or anything, but you know, it was just a popularity contest, man. And like, I fitted in out there without having to be in the gang, you know. I didn't join none of that gang stuff out there, man. And I always like represented who I was, man. And you know, I taught them niggas how to, you know, fight because them niggas used to fight. They used to like the killing and the guns, and they weren't really fighting out there. So, by me being a person that was, you know, always, you know, willing to like fight
Most
wins and
definitely,
draws,
man.
you know, it showed who I was and where I came from, you know. And I know any means that I tolerate anybody treating you or your brother now or disrespecting my auntie out there in Chicago, Illinois, or anywhere else. I remember your mama stayed out of Euclid and we had some problems with some little dudes and thought they was bullies and stuff, you know, but. You know, that's another topic that we need to learn. You know, you can't, you know, kids is getting bullied on and in school and stuff like that. And,
you know, that's real. I already touched upon and agree with you that, and you know, a couple of people that you know that we know got boxing gyms and stuff open. But you know, that's another topic, another day. Actually, we could talk about it later on, because I'm gonna get on IG and just get people's feedback on what's going on and stuff, man. But I know you moving and grooving right now. Like I said, man, I appreciate you hopping on the Night Shift podcast all day long, showing the love and the support, having my back since day one. You feel what I'm saying? And I love you for that. You know what I mean? You forever in my favorite cousin.
And I love you too, cuz, man. And I just want to let you know, man, that you keep doing what you're doing with this podcast, man. And don't let nobody tell you that, you know, that you just doing this shit for recognition or you ain't making no money, because first of all, everybody gonna try to count your pockets and your profits. But what you gaining from this shit is not, you know, it's from the soul, man. It's priceless. You got a voice and it's getting heard, man. So, you know, so this shit is deeper than like, oh, how much money is you making in a year? Is you about to be on Forbes now?
Hey, man.
How many lives can you talk to and reach out to is what's, that's more valuable than gold, man. So just like my, you know, they say what profit a man to gain the whole world or lose his soul, man. You know, we could do this shit for the fame and fortune and you know, lie and be somebody to who we ain't. But man, when you true to yourself and you showing people that by any means that you won't change up and you gonna stand on what the fuck you believe in, man, you always gonna have success, bro. Because you're going to have a clear mentality.
Flat out.
You ain't going to be worried about what the fuck somebody's opinion is.
That's cool on here.
Excuse my language. You know,
and I appreciate
that.
But that's it's good. It's all right, man. Hey, this is original, and this is the Night Shift podcast, man. So you actually helping a lot of people, because, you know, a lot of people work, grinding, working, whatever they doing that night. So whoever gonna be hearing this tonight, when I send it out, man, they gonna love it. They gonna love it most definitely.
Well, I hope so, man. I hope that I hope that somebody can gain from you know
the wisdom
and experiences that you know that we've been through in life, man, and like. And like one thing I know we need to really like realize too that it's hard. But some of these women, man, they more disciplined and they more stand up-ish than a lot of these guys that claim to be gangsters and thugs and shooters and all that stuff, you know. You know, women deal with a lot of adversities, man, on a different level than a lot of us men, and we don't realize it because, you know, they get emotional and they cry a lot, but you know, some of these ladies got the most spirits and fighters that you would never even imagine that's within them, man. And you know, that's a lot of things
true
that you know we neglect.
That's facts, man.
We're just looking at them as cuss words, you know. So, I mean, you gotta look at how you want your daughter to be treated, how you want your grandmama to be treated, how you want your sister to be treated, man. So like the message that every time you got a chance to relay a message about, you know, things, you got to at least try to, like, make it positive. But, yeah, cuz, I'm going to get up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know it. Once when I drop, you know, you're going to be the first one to know. But on that note, y'all, it's the Night Shift podcast. It was a pleasure having you on here. Look, y'all can look me up. Oh, yeah, especially the part.
And y'all better follow
exactly
my cousin Anthony Carter, man, and Paul Moss, man. Follow this man. Follow this man and on this journey, man. It's gonna be a good experience for all y'all listening, man.
That,
this guy came from a little bit of nothing. You know, a little bit of nothing. And he took his mindset. And he took his ambition.
Yes, yes. I agree.
And got to where he wanna be in life. Or got to a nice place in life.
Yeah.
He's hard working, man. You know, he's squeezing this shit.
I appreciate that, man. That means a lot. But look, man, y'all can find me on Facebook as Anthony Carter. Follow me on Twitter as A Carter the One, which is A-C-A-R-T-E-R-D-A, number one. Also on IG is A Carter the One, A-C-A-R-T-E-R-D-A, one. Also follow my mans, Paul Moss, on Facebook, you know, the realest Facebook talk show host on the planet, the fastest growing YouTube channel on the planet. Also look up Paul, the Chosen One Moss, on IG as well, which is P-A-U-L-T-H-E-C-H-O-S-E-N, one, Moss. And on that note, y'all, man, we going to get up out of here, man. Hey, it was a pleasure having you on my platform tonight on the Night Shift podcast. And you know I'm going to tap in with you later, cousin, man.
All right, cousin.
You know it, man. You an EC legend, no, man. You a true blue EC legend. But on top of that, you just my cousin Mikey, man. And that's how we going to end that. Exactly.
But that's why I started off at, man. I started off at
that came with the tip.
As your family, man. You know, that stuff came with the territory, man. But that's
why. Oh yeah. Also, on top of that, man, y'all can check out the Usual Suspects. What's y'all group called? Usual Suspects Gang. Was the gang affiliated? The game affiliated on that. That's okay.
Well, that's old, man. That's some stuff, you know, that, you know, that's just some stuff from 2010, man. I ain't, music-wise, I ain't affiliated with nothing no more, man. Like I said, I fuck with my dude, Dez Entertainment, man, and, you know, I give big shout-outs and props to him. I give big props and shout-out to him because he ain't about to stop no time soon. And like I said, man, y'all can look him up at Straight Ez Dez. His album is called King Talk, and he's talking about some shit.
That's right.
You know that we need to hear, man. He ain't talking about poison in the streets with bricks and kilos, and you know whooping on the hoes, you know, coming up show with his cash and all that. You know he's talking about some real stuff, man. Uplifting the kids.
Yes, sir. On that note, we gonna wrap it up. We gonna get out of here. You know what I mean? I gotta polish, sharpen, and do some things, man. But you know I'm gonna hit you up later, cousin. I love you. It was an honor. For you to even be on my platform tonight on the Night Shift podcast. We out of here. Oh, yeah, no doubt, cousin. Love you, man.
Like I said, man. We out of here, man. Salute. Thank you.